You are about to do work that most people will go their whole lives without doing once. Most people sense that some rooms drain them, and some rooms feed them. They cannot say why. They cannot say which until they are already inside it. So they keep walking into the wrong rooms, leaving depleted, and calling that the cost of being a person. The frequency classification system is the work of naming the operating frequency of a room before the room operates on you. There are four. Three are captures the field runs to harvest your bandwidth. One is sovereign, and every room you walk into is running at least one of them. Non-neutral. We are going to do that work right now on a specific room. Bring a room forward in your attention, not theoretically. A specific room you have been in or are in right now. A workplace, a team, a family, a friend group, a relationship, a chat thread, a regular meeting. Hold it. The way the room conducts itself, the way it feels to be inside it, the way you feel walking out. That room has a frequency. We are going to find it. The first frequency is fear. Survival oscillation. The room runs on threat. Worst case logic dominates every decision, every conversation, every move. People talk more about what could go wrong than what could go wrong than what could go right. The threat signals run the show. Job loss, social rejection, financial collapse, reputational damage, energy stays defensive. Not a single net new move comes out of the room because creative thought requires bandwidth that the threat modeling has already claimed. You leave a fear room with no images of forward, only images of what to avoid. The second frequency is ego. The validation loop. The room runs on external scoreboard. Worth is leased from the audience. People in the room are positioning more than producing. Comparison and ranking are the constant background process. Self-worth visibly hinges on titles, follower counts, applause. The energy in the room depends entirely on who is watching. When the audience leaves, the room collapses. You leave an ego room with the truth still in your throat, because the truth had no audience leverage and stayed inside. The third frequency is attention. Attention fracture. The room runs on fragmentation. Conversations jump tracks before they resolve. Notifications, interruptions, multi-channel chatter saturate the air. Outputs are shallow and immediately forgotten. The longer you stay, the less you have to show for it. The room is structurally preventing depth, not failing at it. You leave an attention room feeling busy and underfed. The fourth frequency is sovereign, the creative plane. The room runs on generation. People are making something that did not exist when the room started. Decisions come from clarity, not urgency. Concepts and conversations resolve. Things complete. The longer you stay, the more energy you have on exit. Because generation compounds. The room is not running on threat, audience, or distraction. It is running on use value made visible. Now go back to the room you are holding. Read it against the four. Which one is the dominant operation? Not what the room says about itself, and not what the room would like to be. What is the room actually producing right now? What does it reward? What does it suppress? The longer you stay, test is the cleanest red. Does the room give you energy on exit, or does it take it? Most rooms are capped. That is the structural fact most people never name. Three of the four frequencies place a ceiling on what can be received in the room. A fear room cannot metabolize a sovereign move. The move lands as threat. An ego room cannot metabolize a sovereign truth. The truth lands as positioning. An attention room cannot metabolize sovereign depth. Depth lands as too much, and the room fragments away. When you operate in a capped room without classifying it first, you perform at the cap. You think you are choosing your move, and you are not. The room is choosing it for you by what it can and cannot receive. This is the cost of unread frequency. The capped room caps your transmission every time you enter it, for as long as you stay. The cap is invisible until you can name it. Here is the architecture of refusing the cap. Once you can name the operating frequency of a room before the room captures you, you stop performing for rooms whose frequency caps your transmission. The validation loop no longer pulls you into positioning. The survival oscillation no longer drops you into reactivity. The attention fracture no longer shreds your bandwidth. You end up knowing what the room is. An engagement becomes a choice you make consciously, not a default the room makes for you. That choice is what sovereignty in this domain actually is. Not refusing to enter capped rooms. Entering them with the cap visible. Choosing what version of yourself goes through the door. Choosing what you transmit. Choosing how long you stay. There is one more layer. The move that takes classification past surface reading is to ask not just what frequency the room is running on, but what frequency it cannot tolerate. Every capped room has a specific frequency that, if introduced, would collapse its operating mode. Knowing that frequency tells you the lever. A fear room cannot tolerate calm specificity. A measured plan named clearly that names the worst case and also the work to address it breaks the threat amplification function of the room. An ego room cannot tolerate uncostumed honesty. A position taken without audience leverage breaks the comparison and ranking machinery. An attention room cannot tolerate sustained completion. One finished thought, fully resolved, exposes the fragmentation as the room's choice rather than its nature. You do not have to introduce the intolerable frequency. The architect's job is to know it, because the knowing changes how you read the room. You see the cap structurally now. This room is a fear room because it cannot tolerate calm specificity. The classification has a reason, not just a label. Sovereign rooms have no intolerable frequency. They metabolize all four and keep generating. That is what makes them rare. That is what makes them worth the time it takes to find them. Bring this back to the room you are holding. You can name its operating frequency now. You can name what it is steady state capping you at. You can name what it cannot tolerate, which is the lever you would pull if you ever needed to. And you can decide how much of your weekly hours that room deserves, going forward, with the cap visible. This is the work. Not avoiding capped rooms. Naming them. Operating consciously inside them. Choosing the rooms whose frequency does not cap you over the rooms whose frequency does. Spending more weekly hours in sovereign rooms and fewer in capped ones. Deliberately, with the math visible. Most people will go their whole lives without naming a single room's operating frequency. They will feel the cap. They will not name it. They will keep walking into the same capped rooms, leaving drained and calling that the cost of being a person. You are not them. You can read what the room is. The room is the room. Your frequency is your frequency. They are separate facts. The second one is yours to operate on. That is the work of an architect. Carry it into the next room. That is the work of an architect. Carry it into the next room.